You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. This is Joy.
And this is Claire.
And you're listening to episode 28. And Claire and I just worked out together. So
yeah, it was great.
We both smell.
We don't get to work out together that much.
We really don't. I get excited when we do because we never get to do that.
We always say that though, and I feel like we have done it. We do it occasionally. Like we did Murph together that one time.
Yeah.
And, but I think this is the first time since then. Because you never come to the team wads.
No. The Saturday class? Yeah. I have a hard time with that.
They're so fun.
Is there a lot of people? I get freaked out when there's a lot
of people. It's not usually that many people. It's usually maybe like 10 or 12. It's like just a little bit bigger than a normal wad.
Okay, that's not too bad.
No.
I need to get back
sometimes
into the Saturday
wads. Sometimes it's really
wads.
Big, but it's not common.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be my next goal.
There you go.
Do more Saturdays. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. We did squats.
Those
back
were
squats.
So
that
hard.
Was really hard, but I was so proud of myself because I feel like I'm finally pushing through all my crazy back squat fears.
Yay!
Yippee!
That is exciting, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like that was the heaviest thing. I failed. So it was supposed to be at 70. You're supposed to be at 75% of your one rep max. 5 sets of 5 squats, pausing for 2 seconds at the bottom of each squat. And it was so hard. And granted, we haven't been in the gym that much in like the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, you guys got married.
But man, because then right before Christmas, we were doing that back squat cycle.
Yeah.
And I did that one day where we were supposed to do it at 80%. And everyone was like, oh, that was so heavy. I did it accidentally at 85% and felt pretty good.
Yeah.
And so I was like, my max must be at least 10 pounds more than what I think it is.
Yeah.
And then tonight I had to go down in weight. Like I think I ended up at like 70% rather than 75.
Do you think
because my first 2 sets I had to bail at the third set at the third rep.
I feel and I think it had to do for me. I felt like it had to do with the reps because after 3,
yeah,
I was like, oh man, I can't even imagine doing 4 or 5.
No.
But then you push through it. But I think it was that too. That just
right,
felt
just like
extra
that endurance.
Taxing.
It was hard.
Yeah, that was really tough.
Hamstrings really hurt.
My hammies hurt too. Oh, wow. We were like walking in this room and I'm like trying to do like lunge stretches because I feel so tight.
Yeah, seriously painful.
Yeah. What did you think of Coach Matt's music choice?
I didn't think it was anything different than what we usually listen to. He was like, all right, we're going to listen to trap. It's like a mix between techno and rap. I was like, so dubstep? He's like, no, it's different. It was not different. It was the same.
I was laughing because he's like, so there's this new music. It's called trap. And I thought he was kidding. I thought we were going to listen to no music.
Right.
I thought
he's done that before.
I know. Yeah. That's what I was afraid of because we started warming up and there was no music playing and I got really nervous. And I was trying to give you and Brandon the eye like, oh my God, are we going to be silent happening? This whole time? Because if we are, I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it.
Yeah. No. Oh, Mateo.
You have done a wad where in silence.
Yes. It was horrible. It was a long wad, too. It was like a 12-minute AMRAP
or
something.
Stare at each other's eyes the whole time.
We did. We all kind of looked at each other like, is this happening? It was only one time. And then I think he got so much shit for it. Like, yeah, and I mean, like, you kind of got into it a little bit eventually, but at the beginning, you're like, this is so, like, you know, at the beginning when you are still able to sort of, like, pay attention to your surroundings before you get, like, CrossFit blinders, it was just silly.
That's funny.
Anyway.
He cracks me up.
He is a silly man.
And I tried, I think I felt super good because I wore my new knee sleeves
tonight. Joy has some really fancy new knee sleeves. And I yesterday when she posted them on Instagram, I had a Mean Girls moment, like, where... Yeah. Where Gretchen Wieners is like, you know, you wouldn't buy a skirt without asking your friends first whether or not it looks good on you.
It's like the rules of feminism.
That's how I felt when she bought her knee sleeves without telling me. Like, Joy, you can't just buy your knee sleeves without asking me.
I know, and I did not know you felt this strongly about it. So then I started laughing so hard because you're like, what? You bought knee sleeves without me?
I felt like I just didn't know anything about your life suddenly.
I don't even know you anymore.
I don't even know you. Who is this person with your knee sleeves?
Which is so funny because I checked probably a month and a half ago and they, on the Rogue website, and they had sold out. And I was like, oh, crap.
Really?
So I just, So
like for Christmas probably?
And so I just signed up on their email list to have them notify you when they're back in stock. And they're back in stock, so I just ordered them. And I did all this price comparison and read reviews and blah, blah, so... Yeah, I just ordered them. And then
I kind of want the...
So I didn't think about it. I mean, it was like an afterthought, and I was laughing almost when you when you had that reaction, because I was like, so I had no idea she felt this strongly about knee sleeves. I will never buy any CrossFit gear.
I know, seriously.
Without you again.
Without asking your friends whether or not it looks good first. Yeah, but did you like them?
I love them.
Do you feel like they helped?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And you had like your weightlifting belt.
Yeah, I was all geared up tonight.
You're totally geared up. Yeah,
Brandon made a comment. He's like, you got all this gear. Because you guys graciously let me borrow the weight belt. And
we bought that thing for Christmas as like a present to ourselves. And I forgot we even had it until like yesterday.
Yeah.
And then Brandon brought it out and I was like, oh,
it was like way up there.
Well, he hides it so other people don't use it. We do that with our jump ropes too. Jump ropes, I think, are more important for hiding.
But. Oh, yeah. For hiding. It's true, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I need my own, like...
Cubby
that for all the gear.
There are literally cubbies. That's where I keep my stuff.
That's where they are. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of the knee sleeves. They definitely feel like heaters on your knees. Just like...
That's so funny.
Because I had to wear shorts tonight.
Well, they're
tonight.
Neoprene, aren't they?
Yeah.
Which are, like, super insulated.
So... Yeah, my knees are like little insulated boxes. Felt great.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
Warms them up.
Yeah.
Keeps them lubricated.
I felt great. And I...
Did your knees get all sweaty, though?
Yeah. That was the gross thing is after the water.
They're going to get smelly.
I was just thinking on the drive home, like, summertime is going to suck.
Well, like, Kent, his knee sleeves are horrible. Or, like,
I know. You've commented on the stench. Mentioned it on this podcast to his wife.
Ones. When I took my level one, Matt Chan is, like, sitting behind me warming up for his front for this like crazy overhead squats that he was doing, and he's sitting there and he's putting his shoes on, or he was taking his shoes off anyway, and he's like, sorry, I think my shoes smell really bad. And I was like, no, it's not your shoes. And I looked Matt Chan in the eye and was like, your knee sleeves smell horrible. And he smelled them. He was like, oh god. And he like walked over to the other side of the room. Yeah. I was like, did I just say that to Matt Chan?
Definitely need to wash those puppies.
That's the thing, is like, even when you wash them, I think that you have to just rinse them out when you get, like, right when you get home.
Oh, really?
Like, it's like a wetsuit. You know? Like, and then you just, like, lay them on the counter to dry.
Yeah.
So well,
that's
going to
be fun, because I doubt
time.
I'll be that good about it. Yeah, but I'm a fan. And, I mean, I was reading a little bit about it, because I was like, do I need knee sleeves?
Right.
And, like, I've never really had any knee problems, so why, what's the point? But I think what it came down to is, like, the whole prevention piece, and it's like, it couldn't be a bad thing, it's not going to hurt. So I'm a fan.
I've heard the one like negative thing I've heard about knee sleeves is that because they create like this tiny little gap in your leg behind your knee, it can put like tension in another place on your knee. But I think that only really makes a difference if you are A, so flexible that you're going ass to grass in every single lift, and B, doing a ton of Olympic lifting in it where you're really like dropping really fast into that really low position. And so, but I just don't really think that as a CrossFitter, you probably are lifting the amount of volume that it would take for that to be an issue.
Right.
So
yeah,
I don't think that's a
problem. It felt really supportive when I was doing back squats. Like I don't even know how to explain it. And then when we were doing air squats, it just felt like, oh, this feels so nice. You feel so...
Right.
I don't know. Greased up.
Greased up. So great. But you still don't have only shoes. I'm going to text Scott. Can I have Scott's number? And be like, your wife needs Olympic lifting shoes.
No, because he'll buy them and then I won't be able to try them on and that'll stress me out.
You can't try them on anyway.
Can't we go to like Dick's Sporting Goods?
Dick's Sporting Goods does not sell Olympic lifting
shoes.
They
don't? They still don't sell the Reeboks?
No.
I think they do.
No, they don't. You can return them if they don't fit. As long as you don't get custom ones.
Can I tell you something though? Like,
do you hate returning things?
Yes,
I do too. I really hate returning things.
Is when you order something and then you have to send it back.
But do you have like a weird shoe size? Are you in between sizes?
No.
Because mine fit totally true to size.
True to size?
Yeah. Okay. Like I'm an 8 and they are
a pretty standard size 10.
Yeah.
Across the board.
You be good to go.
Yeah.
Or you can wait until the summer when we go to the CrossFit Games together, which by the way, I'm announcing that you're going to do that with me, and you can try them on there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm declaring.
I just had to think for a minute. I'm like, when is that?
It's in like July. End of July. Yeah, leave your calendar open.
That's gonna be
because last year CrossFit.com, like the CrossFit people, didn't post the site until like 5 minutes after or like 15 minutes after the ticket sales went live, and by that time they posted it, so many people had already found it from other ways that it was like totally clogged up. But I found it before it went live because I'm an internet ninja and got tickets no problem. So I'm planning on doing that again this year and buying more than 2 tickets this time.
Nice.
So You and Scott are winning the CrossFit Games. Just okay, get ready for it.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, Scott can come live in CrossFit
Land. I'll give you... I think you have Scott's phone number. I think I gave you his phone number at one point. I'll have to give it to you again.
Yeah, you will have to give it to me again.
But
you can try him on there if you want to wait that long. Okay. That's the only place I can think of where I've seen him.
During class tonight, Mateo, Coach Matt, was like...
You don't need them.
Yeah, he comes up to me. He goes, you really don't need Ollie shoes. He goes, I follow your Instagram, and I saw that you now need to get Ollie shoes. You really don't need them. And I'm like, well, TJ said I do.
Well, I think it depends, too, because, like... You talk about them more in terms of the overhead squat. And that, you know, like if your back squat is fine, then, and they're more helpful for you in the overhead squat, then really in that scenario, you're then just compensating for another kind of inflexibility. Because if you're like, if your squat flexibility is fine, but it's your overhead squat that where you need the extra lift,
mm-hmm.
then that lift is compensating probably for your shoulder flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you do a SATS press?
Nope.
So?
It's not cute. It's like, almost painful to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I can do it, but it's, like, not like Coach Mike who sits there and he's like, do.
Right. I mean, I think that that's, and, you know, not to say that that is not a totally legitimate reason to get Ollie shoes, but maybe you get them and just use them for snatches and overhead squats.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I would like to try them. And maybe I'll see if someone at the gym, like, has a size, like, that's close to mine, and I'll just try them.
Yeah. There you go.
I won't get them dirty,
I don't know if anybody...
There's a million of them hanging out of the gym. I should just grab a pair one morning. Just try it. 5:30 a.m. class. No one's
going to know. I bet TJ kind of has small feet.
Yeah.
He may be... TJ, if you're listening, I did not mean that as an insult. He does. He has small feet. Small hands.
That's really funny.
He always talks about how he, like, can't hook up because his hands
are so small. I know. Because when we did that competition, the fossil games last summer.
Oh, yeah. You ended up doing the...
That slosh pipe thingy.
And you had to do it because
I had to do it because my hands are so large. I have man hands. So I had a bunch of gear tonight, which was great. And speaking of gear, Claire and I had the lovely luxury of getting the Natural Grip.
Oh, yeah. People. So we tried those for the first time tonight. And we're going to do probably a little review on our blog after we use them a couple more times.
Yeah.
But we talked about these in our interview with Lindsay Marcelli. She told us about them. And then the Natural Grips people emailed us and said, you know, it sounds like you guys really were interested in those. We'd love to send you some samples. And basically what they are like, if you've ever worn tape gloves, like if you've ever gone rock climbing or even for CrossFit, if you've ever worn tape gloves, they're basically like the front part of a tape glove that covers your palm, but they are pre-made and... It's basically just, like, two pieces of tape. I think there is something in the middle there. Like,
yeah,
maybe
it
like
feels
some,
cushy.
Yeah, like, maybe, like, not some pre-wrap or something.
Yeah, and they just feel really sturdy.
Yeah. So, they're reusable. You can't reuse them forever, but I think you could probably use them a dozen or so times.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And they're sized according to your ring size. So, they're, like, you order them in different sizes, and they wrap around your middle finger and your ring finger. And they take a little bit of getting used to, I'm not going to lie. Like, we did toes to bar with them tonight,
mm-hmm.
or knees to elbow in my case. And it was a, 7-minute AMRAP? And I had to ditch mine because I was so not used to them that...
They take some getting used to, for sure. And I was like, I'm just going to finish this because I want to see if it gets better. And I think it definitely does. Like, you, I don't know, the placement of them, and as you're going through the wad... anything with when you're using the bar, I think it starts to stick to your hand a little bit.
Well, they even say that like on their site and in their letter they sent us, which was like, you know, give it a couple of times. You kind of need to break them in.
Oh, okay. So I didn't see that part.
Yeah, like you do have to break them in. You have to kind of warm them up.
Yeah, for sure.
And that they'll kind of more form to your hand. But I was not.
And I was feeling that good. Like 4 minutes in, I definitely felt it. And I'm a fan. I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah, I really
like
them.
I'm
going
to try them a few more times. And
I like them because they just seem really practical.
Yeah.
Like, they're not like those gymnastics grip, which are basically just foam, and you feel like...
Yeah, those I don't like at all.
No, they're
just
so thick.
They just slip all over the place, and they're way too
thick. Yeah, these are a lot more, like, closer to your skin and a lot easier to actually manipulate, but definitely take a look at these two.
Yeah, and we had thrusters in our wad and wall climbs, and I was able to do the entire wad, and I felt pretty good with it, and especially with the wall climbs, you almost feel like you had padding.
Yeah, that's
true.
So
it was like, it really felt good, and then, I don't know, I'm just... My calluses on my hands hurt so bad. Like, anytime we have a wad with anything with the bar that's heavy, doing pull-ups or toes to bar, knees to elbows, I will wake up in the middle of the night and they'll be throbbing.
Really?
Yeah, my hands like throb.
See, so I was actually talking to Brandon about this on the drive home just now. Is I was saying, like, I think part of the reason that I ditched them so early in the WOD was that I don't tear that bad. I've never torn. I torn once during Murph because I have these like crazy bomber calluses from being a raft guide.
Yeah.
So I went through all that for 2 years rowing a boat. But now, I mean, I've literally torn once since starting CrossFit 2 years ago. So for me, it's not worth it to give up my grip to protect my hands because my hands don't need that much protection.
Yeah.
But coming from, you know, 99% of other people who tear all the time, like, I would love to give these to Ilsa because, oh my gosh, that girl tears every time.
Does she really?
It's horrible.
Excuse
like,
me.
She tears and she'll just be just bleeding. It's horrible.
That
I feel so bad for her.
That's the worst feeling, and it happened once when I did Murph. Mm-hmm. I think it was, it was Memorial Day. And it was at a different box, but I remember that, oh, it hurt so bad. And both hands.
Yeah.
It was just so bad. Anyway, I read, and I think we talked about this a long time ago on one of our episodes, about the proper grip.
Yeah.
So I Googled just, like, that once. Yeah. So instead of like, yeah, and I can't, it's hard to explain over a podcast, but if you guys Google proper grip for pull-ups, that helped me a ton.
Yeah,
and
you're supposed I haven't to kind of have then, like your then. Palms over the top of the bar, as opposed to having your palms like on the backside of the bar and your fingers over the bar.
Yeah,
right. So they almost like your wrists are pointed down.
Yeah. So how they explain it is like if you and I will try to explain it. If you have the bar where you're like right at the crease of where your fingers and your palm meet, mm-hmm. So kind of like where the calluses are, you're supposed to actually like push the bar into that as opposed to gripping the bar in the middle of your hand,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people do, which then forces you to kind of go over that way.
Yeah.
So if it, and it was hard to get used to because you almost feel like you're going to fall off.
Yeah.
But once you kind of like really push your hand.
And also, do you wrap with your thumb or do you put your thumb on top?
I used to put my thumb on top and then TJ was like, wrap your thumb underneath.
That has helped
and that's
a lot
helped
too.
A lot too.
Because that forces your hand to kind of come down a little bit.
So it almost feels like you're really just pushing your hands into the bar as opposed to hanging down on the bar, if that makes sense. I don't know. So take care of your hands, ladies. I went and got a manicure. Can you? Do you like that?
Lovely.
Because I feel like I have such man hands. And in the winter, they get so dry. So I feel like
Colorado.
That's my excuse for getting manicures.
Colorado girls, we identify with people. It's so dry. My manicure for my wedding is like still, it's okay. My left hand is better than my right hand.
It looks pretty.
Because my left hand I don't do anything with, but my right hand's all chipping.
I like the gold bling.
Right? So yeah. I had like a French manicure, but then on my ring fingers I got gold glitter.
Yeah.
Because I wanted gold glitter, but I didn't want to go full gold glitter. So there you have it.
Just throw in a dash of glitter.
A dash, exactly. What's not to love? And did you notice that I did wear gold glitter eyeliner?
On your wedding?
I did.
I didn't see that.
I did, yep.
How did I miss that?
How did you miss that? I did wear it. I wore it to my rehearsal dinner, and Brandon was like, you have to wear that tomorrow. I was like, okay, fine.
Okay.
I was kind of like trying it out at the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
To see if it was too crazy, but it wasn't too crazy. Yeah. So I did like a dark brown cat eye, and then with like a little light gold on it.
Did you do your makeup, or did
I did my own makeup.
Oh, Claire.
I put on lip liner. It took me 6 tries. It was the hardest.
6 tries?
I went to the... So
why...
Because it's so hard to get it even. Okay, so you have full lips, so this isn't a problem for you, but I have really thin lips. So I went to the MAC counter the weekend before my wedding, and I sat down and I was like...
Oh, the MAC counter.
Yeah, you gotta love it.
Yeah.
And I sat down and I was like, the lady was like, oh, can I help you? And I was like, okay, I know I don't have an appointment, but I'm getting married in a week, and I'm supposed to do my own makeup, and I never put on makeup. And this lady's face just gets, like, she's like, oh, God. And I was like, can you please help me? So she, like, showed me how to do everything. It was great. She was awesome. So Cherry Creek MAC counter lady, you are my savior. But she taught me how to do lip liner and, like, just outside the normal margins of my lip to make my lip look fuller because I have really thin lips.
Yeah.
But it was really hard to get it even.
Yeah.
Because, like, on one side, I kind of, like, curved around. The other one, I went straight. And then it looked like I was doing, like, the Elvis lip. And then I had to take it off. And then it was, like, got on the other side.
Oh, my God.
And then, and all the whole time, like, my photographer was taking pictures of me. And I was like, this is amazing. I'm just kind of
having, bridesmaids? Like, you were probably shaking, too.
Oh, so they were. Everyone was, like, surrounding me. Like, it, like, eventually, my photographer, like, started giving me tips. Like, everyone's, like, telling me how to put
on
lip liner.
Done it for you?
Not really, because they... No. I think at that point, like...
Everyone had a job.
Right. I think, well, they were all doing their own makeup, yeah. And finally I got it, but man, it was hard.
That is so funny. Lip liner.
Lip liner, who knew?
I'm not really a fan of the lip liner anymore.
I am only a fan on those, like, I wore it, like, for prom and stuff.
I feel like lip liner still, like, will fade away, and then you just have a liner on your lips.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Gwen Stefani used to do in the old days.
Yeah, I think that's, like, you're thinking of, like, days. 90s lip liner, totally when 90s. When you wore
that
lip liner.
That was not you, but I was just saying when, like...
No, yeah, you're thinking of the style, like, when you wore lip liner, you would wear a lip liner that was, like, five shades darker than your lipstick.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
This lip liner was actually lighter than my lipstick.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
But when it used to fade away, and then it was just like...
Yeah. Yep. And then, yep.
That was such a fun look. Why didn't it? Why did it go out of style?
Bring that back. Yep. So you got an email, like, what, a week or so ago?
Uh-huh.
So this kind of brings up an old issue that we've talked about, which is women and pull-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fact of the matter is that women clearly can do pull-ups. You know, we see that every single day. But physiologically, it is harder for women to, not harder, but just naturally women have less muscle in their upper bodies than men. And so they have to work more specifically at building and maintaining that muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the email that you got was about the Marines?
Yeah, so the Marines, there's a Huffington Post article January 2nd, so it was earlier this month. Says Marines delay female fitness plan after half fail. I'll just read
the half first. Failed the, like, yeah, the fitness test?
Fitness test. So I'll just read the first few sentences and you guys can Google the article if you need to. It says more than half of female Marines in boot camp can't do 3 pull-ups, the minimum standard that was supposed to take effect with the new year, prompting the Marine Corps to delay the requirement, part of the process of equalizing physical standards to integrate women into combat jobs. So apparently it says, yada, 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 only 45% of women met the minimum.
Of 3?
Yep.
Which, like, is not that many, especially in CrossFit land. I mean, the majority, if not all, of, like, even regional level athletes can probably do at least 5 strict pull-ups.
Yeah.
If not many, many more than that. So.
Well, my friend that emailed me this article is a work friend and kind of emailed it to all the people that we kind of work out with at the or mm-hmm. at our work gym. And one of my friends, Amy, who listens to the podcast, hi, Amy, was like, I'm kind of mad about this. She's like, she's like, am I wrong to think that, like, women should be able to do 3 pull-ups?
Yeah, like, especially if you're a Marine. Like, when you... If you're going... Isn't that the thing that they... That...
Yeah. So, and I don't know if this is referring to the retest or to enter into go into a boot camp, but I'm sure it's either one. I mean, my brother always has to do his retest, like, every year, every other year.
Your brother, who's in the Air Force.
Who's in the Marines.
Marines.
He's actually a Marine. Yeah. So, I don't know if it's... And I haven't read it. Like, sitting here, it's a really long article, mm-hmm. but, I mean, the premise is, like, 3 pull-ups really isn't a lot, and I think, my friend Amy was just like, I just feel like women should be strong and be able to do 3 pull-ups. Am I wrong to think that? And I'm like, yeah, I kind of with her.
Well, and also, I feel like if you are in a career where you know that that's expected of you.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, it's one thing to be, like, an HR manager and feel like you need to be able to do 3 pull-ups. You know, like, that's not relevant exactly. to your job.
Yeah, but you're going into something that you know is going to be physical.
Right, but as a Marine, like, that's relevant to your job. It's, you know, I am kind of surprised that apparently half of female Marines can't do 3 pull-ups.
Right.
Because I would feel like that would be something, if I were a Marine, I would be working on that.
I'd be working out.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, I know I have this retest coming up.
Right.
And I don't know. I kind of go back and forth
with it. Apparently the female Marines need to start CrossFit.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Because I'm like, I just, and I'm not in the military, so I don't know. But I would love to hear from maybe the
listeners who are in the military,
what you guys think about it.
Do you think that's a skewed statistic?
Right. I
think it just, like, feels like that is, I don't know. And I remember reading a bunch of things, like, when, you know, the Marines recently started saying that they were going to allow women in combat roles. I remember reading a few things that were saying, you know, should they modify the physical requirements for women? And everyone was saying, no, you know, like if we're going to have this premise where, you know, men and women are equal and therefore women can be in combat roles, then let them be equal.
Right.
And I totally agree with that. You know, I think that if you are, especially because it puts, not only does it put you at a disadvantage in that role if you are physically less capable, but it puts your other team members at risk.
Right.
But yeah, I just, it's interesting. I would definitely be interested to hear from anybody who's actually in the armed forces.
Yeah, and I know the test has changed over time.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, depending on what people are doing. So it says the first test for women was started in 1969. 120-yard shuttle run, vertical jump, knee push-ups, 600-yard run, and walk and sit-ups.
Sounds
which
like
is interesting. So mm-hmm. I think just what we've talked about so much on this podcast, too, is how we are just such a support for women being strong and fit and having muscle and being padded, if you will, from
right.
when Fee was here. you know, so that's, I don't know, I can't get on board with just saying girls don't need to do 3 pull-ups.
Yeah, we'll
see. I think they need to
yeah.
get on the pull-up bar, ladies.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. But I thought it was interesting that your work friend was like, you need to talk about this on Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah. Well, she was really upset about it, and I'm like, I'm kind of upset, too.
Yeah, because you, how many pull-ups can you do?
I think 13 was the last.
Strict?
No, oh gosh.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I mean, I doubt that they're doing
kipping. Oh, yeah. Strict, I can get only, like, 2 or 3.
But still, you're on
so I guess I wouldn't make it. No, I could absolutely do 3 strict if I was like,
right.
this is a test. I have to do it.
If but somebody told you, like, in a month you have to be able to get 3 strict pull-ups, you'd be
sure.
able to do it.
Yeah. And
I don't think I could do it. But in, like, 3 months I could do it.
Totally. Yeah.
If that's what I focused on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I lost my strict pull-ups. I had them, like, a year ago, and I don't have them anymore because I stopped working on them.
It's really something you have to work on.
You have to do it all the time.
It's such a weird...
Oh, I didn't do my wall balls tonight. Shoot. Well, we were running so late.
It's
like
9:45 at night.
Oh, my gosh. It's 9:45.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. yeah, it's late.
It's almost your bedtime.
It's so past my bedtime.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Let's talk about... a little bit about Kevin Ogar. So
yeah.
I'm sure that you guys have all seen this name pop up in the last couple of days. And Kevin Ogar is a guy from CrossFit Unbroken, which is a gym in South Denver, where Matt Hathcock, who's a Games athlete, I think he owns that gym.
Uh-huh.
And this weekend at the OC Throwdown competition, he was doing a snatch. And I'm not entirely sure exactly what happened. Basically, the kind of like the way people are describing it is there was a, you know, he basically had bailed and had a freak accident and had to kind of, not even bailed, but like just, long story short, freak accident, ended up dropping the bar on his back and broke his back, his T11 and T12, and severed his spinal cord. So... he doesn't have, at the moment, doesn't have any voluntary movement below his waist. I have heard a couple of things. I mean, this is totally hearsay, so, you know, I'm kind of hesitant to even say it, but that, like, he is having some sensation in places that he technically shouldn't be having sensation. And so, like, the outlook is, you know, they're optimistic while still realizing that, like, you know, a spinal cord injury is, in a lot of ways, you know, medically pretty, like, this is what it is.
Right.
And I don't know if it's a complete, if his spinal cord is completely severed or what, or, you know, we don't have all the medical information. But long story short, he went from being an elite CrossFit athlete 1 second to being a paraplegic the next second, mm-hmm. which is just so impossible to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember when I used to work that rafting job.
Yep.
We worked with a lot of folks who, like, literally were sitting, not a lot of folks, but a couple who, like, literally were sitting at a stoplight and woke up in the hospital.
Oh, gosh. Because they had...
because, like, they got hit by a drunk driver or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, yeah. Can you imagine just your life?
No.
It would be so crazy.
No.
So, I mean, partly we wanted to bring that up to say that, you know, he is part of our community and needs our support. And right. whether that's, you know, through fundraising or, you know, I'm sure that he will continually need support throughout the next, I mean, several years, yeah. honestly.
Yeah.
But you can go to kevinogar.com. It's KevinOgar.com. And Barbells for Boobs has set up a fundraising platform for him where 100% of the proceeds go directly to him. But outside of that, I just kind of wanted to bring that up because it's like, it just really makes you realize, like, I mean, you could be doing anything at any moment and your life could totally just
yeah.
change.
Yeah.
It's so crazy to think that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. I mean, as you were talking about that, I was just thinking of the Arapaho stuff because yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's...
Right. Like, 1 second you're...
Sitting on a bench talking to your friend and the next right. moment. Yeah. Oh.
I know. So I've
been keeping him in my thoughts because I just can't imagine doing something you love like that.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is, like, so a lot of... Not a lot, but there are some people who are kind of saying, like... You know, we shouldn't have to give him money. He's the one who chose to
Who's
not...
Who's saying that?
When I posted that on our Facebook page, yeah. somebody commented and was like, you know, I'm kind of just playing devil's advocate here, but I've heard people, you know, saying, like, we shouldn't have... You know, he's the one who decided not to have health insurance and that put is, himself
that is
in this.
So
yeah.
ignorant. And, like, that's such an ignorant thing to
well,
say.
Well, and kind of like when I read that comment, I was like, I literally had not even considered that. And it kind of made me think... You know, like, I guess on the one hand, like, yes, he is putting himself in a dangerous situation and, you know,
you put
maybe...
put yourself in a dangerous situation when you walk out the front freaking
right.
door.
Well, and that's kind of
like,
how I feel,
you could
too.
Get, you know what I mean? Like, I well, get, yeah. but I get...
Like, right. And it's like, and yeah. I kind of brought that up and was like, you know, more people, like, driving is statistically the most deadly thing you can do.
Right.
And they were like, yeah, but, you know, there are a lot more drivers than there are CrossFitters. And, like, yes, that's true. But at the same time, it's just like, you, like, nobody, you know, anything could happen to anyone at any time. And I think that...
And even if you do have health insurance, like, give me
no.
a break.
No, well, and
you
also, know? I just kind of feel like when it comes, like, you know, not to jump down the throats of, like, the people who are feeling that, because I feel like at the same time, like,
well,
you know,
I'm
if
going
you...
to jump down the
throat. Well, I feel like if you are...
I feel pretty strongly about this.
Yeah, well, I just kind of feel like if, you know, if you feel that way, then just don't donate.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And, like, just say, like, you know what, right. I don't feel, like, I, you know, I don't have a... spare dollar to my name right now. I didn't donate,
right.
but I shared the link everywhere I could.
Yes,
and like,
you do what you can.
Yeah, and I just feel like...
Or move on.
Well, yeah, and I also kind of... The first thing that made me think was, like, those... The people who think that must not understand this community. Because, you know, it like, it's been 48 hours or so since this happened. He's already... His campaign has already raised over $100,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that as of this afternoon, probably well
right.
more than that as
right.
of now.
Right.
And, you know, it's like I think that the CrossFit community, you know, realizes that he took a job as a CrossFit coach, you know, making $15 an hour at a gym that, you know, didn't offer him health insurance. And, you know, not because he was thinking, oh, I want to do something to put my family at risk, obviously, but because he was thinking, like, this is, you know, my community that I love and my passion, and I want to pursue that and support that. And, you know, I think most CrossFitters can identify with that and realize, like, man, literally it was a freak accident. Like, you know, people have bad fails. Not all the time, but, like,
yeah.
it's, you know. But as far as I know, this is the first time something like this has happened in a CrossFit competition. Probably won't be the last time. But anyway, so we just wanted to kind of bring that up, and definitely has been something to think about the last couple of days. Like, at what... point, you kind of just have to realize that, like, anything you do, anything could happen.
I don't know. I just you know, if I think I agree with you with if you don't want to support it, just don't support it and move
right.
on, instead of questioning or bringing up the fact of, oh, well, then he shouldn't have been doing it if
right,
he didn't
I,
have health insurance. Because
yeah.
when you go to do something, you never say, I'm going to do something stupid and I don't have health insurance. I'm sure that was not his mentality.
No.
Your mentality is never to, you know, it's no. like when someone goes and robs a bank, they don't do it to intend to get caught.
Right.
You know, so it's
well,
like.
Well, yeah, it's like you go out
you
in
go
the car,
out,
you don't think you're going to get an accident. Yeah. And I think that it's just kind of like, I feel like that opinion is so dangerously close to he deserved it.
Exactly. And I think that's why it's pissing me off.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, well, you deserved it.
Right. It's like nobody deserves
it. I could go off on a lot of tangents there, but I won't. But it's just, for me, I want people to just either support it or don't. It's like, you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all. Someone is seriously injured, support them or don't.
Well, and not only that, but, like, you know, he just lost, you know, not that he won't ever be able to do CrossFit again, but, like, his, you know, his life and his career and his aspirations were mostly based around, you know, being this elite CrossFit athlete. And, you know, that's not that, you know, he definitely hasn't lost that community, but I think a lot of that, obviously, his life is totally going to be different.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy to, I don't know.
You're doing something that you love and you get injured so terribly and people are going to come around and support you and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what was set up ahead of time. So what if he did have health insurance?
Right. He probably would still need
financial support. He's still going to need support and he's still going to need, you know, so I don't know. I think that's just a silly thing to say. Mm-hmm. But we wish you all the support and all the love and
right.
A recovery, whatever that looks like, Kevin.
Seriously,
I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
Well, should we spruce up the mood a little bit here?
Let's pick it up because it's actually almost 10 o'clock our time.
Yay.
And we're starting to get a little tired.
I know, so I'm starting to get a little depressed.
Let's get you anxious, Claire, because I want to talk about the CrossFit Open coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
TJ posted on our
Registration opens tomorrow.
Are you kidding me? Don't tell me that, because I don't even know if I want to do it. But I'm probably going to do it.
Yeah, so if you're listening, it will have opened yesterday, but it's Tuesday night right now.
Yeah. So TJ posted on our CrossFit page that the Open's coming up, and so he's programming everything to kind of get us prepared for that. And Claire,
which basically just means like all the crap.
Yeah, all the crap. Oh, and I'm noticing it already. Monday's WOD was.
I have no motor. Where did my motor go? Tonight I was just like I would do like 5 toes to bar and I have to stop and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Taking 2 weeks off is a lot harder than it sounds. Yeah. I don't know.
So that's fun. And then it made me have flashbacks from last year's Open.
Oh my
and all
gosh.
I could think of was the first workout we did. I stupidly did at 5:30 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember just thinking, all right, let's just get it over with. And TJ judged me, and it's not like it mattered. Not, I mean, I did it just to do it. But I remember thinking I'm never doing an open WOD at 5:30 a.m. class.
We did one at 5:30 a.m.
Oh, it was brutal.
And it was awful. We did the...
It was brutal.
We did the... which one did we do at 5:30? I don't even remember.
I just remember it had snatches because I remember...
Yeah.
So I don't
it
know
was
how.
Kind of
I
fun. Just... The one thing I am excited about for the Open is I hope he does it this year like he did last year, where it's like Friday at
6:30
is like, you know, come in at Friday afternoon, and that's so fun.
We have like a party where everybody
comes in
and cheers on.
Everyone comes in and does.
People who aren't doing it just drink beer and cheer
people who are doing
on.
It drink beer.
Some people who are doing it drink beer. It's all good.
Yeah, I can't decide if I want to do it. Last year I kind of just did it like because why not?
Sure.
And this year I feel like I would care a little bit more.
Yeah.
But not necessarily perform any better.
Yeah.
So it's like, part of me is just like, what's the point? Because I know that it's just going to kind of make me feel like I didn't improve over the last year.
Or think about it, why not do it?
Yeah. I don't know. Because of that. Because I feel like it'll just like force me to compare myself and use that.
I did that for a few days when I first started, but then I quickly realized it really just doesn't matter.
Yeah, and like last year, we didn't even enter.
There's so many people doing it.
No, last year, we didn't even enter our last two scores. Yeah. That's what we got engaged.
I think you guys, you guys went around of town.
Yeah, we were out of town for one of them. We were out of town for two of them, I think, actually. Anyway.
Yeah. And, oh gosh, so registration is tomorrow. So I just had a moment of thinking maybe I won't do it, but then I was thinking, well, because they're going to program the open WOD on Fridays anyway.
Yeah, so you're going to
I'll just do it anyway.
That's
but
why you end up doing
like the added, there's the added kick of when you're doing it for an open WOD that they are super strict about judging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the energy around it is so different.
That's true. And it's so fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. I am excited. It's going to be interesting. Do you have any goals for the open?
I haven't even thought about it.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about it.
I haven't even thought about it.
Like, I know that some people are already thinking, like, I have big goals for the Open. I'm like, you know, I am not in CrossFit to be competitive. I've said it before, I'll say it again.
Yeah.
I have no aspirations to be a competitive CrossFitter.
I think I've changed a lot since then, like, since we first started talking about that, because I'm competitive, but not as crazy as I used to be.
Yeah, I think that, so like, the longer I've been doing it, I've, like, mellowed out more, because I realize, like, yeah, I am not going to be...
And that's kind of what I've come to. So I'm like, yeah, it's good to compete with yourself. It's good to, like compete with our classes, because we still do that with each other, but, yeah, like, in a good, fun way. I don't know. I think we should do it. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
Let's just commit to doing it right here and now. So everyone else, hey, anyone listening, you guys do the Open, and let's all jump on this bandwagon together.
Yay.
So that'll be fun, tomorrow's registration.
Yeah, so crazy.
All right. Let's totally crazy. Get going.
Totes crazy. Totes crazy. Totes crazy, if you will.
If you will.
I don't know. It's gonna be, I wonder if they're going to announce them the same way this year, where they, like, go to different gyms.
That was so you fun went last year, right?
I did go last year. Yeah. It was really fun.
That seemed like it would be fun.
Mm-hmm. I got to meet Talina Fortunato and Kristen Clever and...
Yeah.
Bob, you know, what the heck is his last name?
The Bob guy?
From The Biggest Loser.
Bob Harper?
Bob Harper. I met Bob Harper.
You met Bob Harper?
Yeah, we chatted.
I have such a crush on Bob Harper.
He's gay.
I know he's gay, yeah, but I have such a crush on him.
He's a cutie.
Oh.
He's on the podcast tomorrow.
He's not.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I know. We gotta start getting celebs on here.
I have such a crush on him. I watch The Biggest Loser religiously just because I love him. And I love Jillian, too.
Right.
And
I know about you, your love for Jillian.
I know.
Jillian.
I will defend Jillian to the day I die.
You totally do.
I will. And I listen to her podcast. If anyone has beef with Jillian, listen to her podcast. And I dare you to
still
hate her, because she's so different on her podcast.
Really?
She's an entirely different person.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I really liked her book, actually. I got the book.
The Shred?
Making whatever. The Cut.
Oh, Making the Cut.
I had that in college.
The Shred is her videos.
Anyway. Yeah, and then I had one of her video series. I didn't like her videos as much because I think she was just, like, a little bit too Hollywood-y.
Uh-huh.
Where I was like, no one's smiling while they do this.
Yeah.
But I really liked her book. I thought it was like, really realistic.
Her voice comes up on my Nordic track.
Oh, my God.
You guys, I got a Nordic track. It's like an incline trainer. It's not like one of the old school Nordic tracks with, like, the skis.
Really? That's too bad. Like, with, like, the pulley.
Yeah, it's definitely not one.
Where you
would
get on that and be like, what is this even supposed to do?
Where you, like, lean up against a bumper and you
and you have, like, the thing, like, it's like those things, like, the band that are on your butt and just, like...
Which I saw, again, I know I said this on one of the previous episodes, but I was at Target the other day and I saw... Like, all their fitness gear was on sale, and they had one of those, it was like they called a weight loss belt. And it's like, you're supposed to tie it, if anyone uses this, I want to know, because I'm like, why would you just tie this thing around your waist to sweat? It's almost like wearing a sweatsuit.
Have you heard about, what are
like those wrestlers wear those, like, plastic suits to
cut weight.
To lose water weight. But it just goes around your waist to, like, make
you warm.
Yeah, like, make you sweat around your middle. I don't understand it.
There is,
which is also gross. Like, why would you?
That would be gross. What is this thing called? There are these pants. Oh, I can't remember what they are called. They're leggings, and they're, like, high-waisted leggings.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, they're supposed to be insulated. I don't know what exactly the technology is behind this. But they claim that, like, just by wearing them, you burn, like, an extra 500 calories a day. And I see them all the time on Facebook. Like, their ads always pop up.
Yeah.
And, oh, my gosh. I'm just like, do people buy this stuff?
Someone does.
Someone does. You they know have someone a whole company does. That, you know, just makes... Basically, like, I'm like, maybe, could I ski in these? These look so warm.
They look really warm.
But I always look at them, I'm like, oh, those are cute. And then I'm like, oh, wait, no, these are, like, the weird weight loss leggings.
People are so easy to convince.
I know. And yet, they aren't easy to convince when it comes to, like, hey, they're easy to convince if it's easy. If it's like, oh, all you have to do is this.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah. But if you're like, oh, actually, it's really hard and you have to dedicate a lot of your life to it. They're like, that's not true.
Take a magic pill.
That's unhealthy.
That's why, like, diet pill companies make a bazillion dollars.
Right. It's like people think that pills are healthy and that cutting out grains is unhealthy.
Yeah.
People.
Silly people.
Oh, my gosh. Was it a tweet or an Instagram? From Paleo Parents earlier this week, and it was
I think
like
I saw that. Stacey, I think I know what you're talking about.
She was like, just saw or just witnessed somebody ordering a quote-unquote light Java mocha chip frappuccino with whipped cream and chocolate sauce. It's like, then I went up to the counter and asked the barista to blend a packet of Kerrygold into my coffee, and I'm the one who got the okay, crazy lady look. She's like, America, we have a long way to go.
God, I saw that.
That was hilarious.
Ridiculous.
My mom discovered bulletproof coffee this week.
She did?
Yeah, she's like obsessed with it. She texted both me and Brandon. She was like, I really think this would be a great thing for you. We were like, we know about this, mom. But this is adorable. We kind of pretended like we didn't. But I don't know. I haven't. I'm not a big coffee drinker, but I do like the bulletproof concept.
I'm a coffee.
And then I found out. Fan. Did you see the thing I posted on the Ascent blog Facebook last night?
No. Which one?
So it was this like blog post that was like, what 200 calories?
Yes, I saw that. Like. Yes.
And then it turns out that Bailey's is literally 100 calories per ounce.
Oh, good thing I don't drink it.
No, I was going to say, like, so next time you need to gain some weight, just go buy a bottle of Bailey's.
Oh my God. Right? 100 calories an ounce.
Yeah.
Woo!
Isn't that amazing? It's like, so you could put a teaspoon or a tablespoon of butter and a shot of Bailey's in your coffee, and suddenly you have like a 300 calorie cup. Good to go.
You just had breakfast in, in a cup.
But seriously, yeah.
Oh my gosh. And delicious. That, well, you know, that's one way to go.
Doesn't it? I think it kind of sounds delicious, actually.
I don't understand. Yeah. I just had this like flashback of when I flew home with JT this weekend because he passed his final exam.
Mm-hmm.
All right. JT's
Yay,
official.
JT.
And all the Chargers fans were on the flight.
Oh, funny.
And it was 6 a.m. 6 a.m., Claire. And they were walking on with Bloody Marys. 6 a.m. Bloody Marys.
Wow.
It was like,
I can't even drink tomato juice.
I don't even know that world.
Exam.
I don't even know that world.
No.
But people do that.
I am so
There's people
not.
Out there. They definitely don't listen to this podcast.
No.
But there are people out there that walk on planes at 6 a.m. with Bloody Marys.
That's amazing.
All right. Okay, so well, on that note.
Speaking of people out there, hold on a minute. We got a really cute review that I wanted to read.
Oh, we love your reviews.
I know, we really love them.
Really, if you haven't left us a review, you still can. You can just go to
you
the
can
iTunes.
Do it at any time.
iTunes, you can go to the iTunes. Did you just hear me?
To the iTunes.
Go to the iTunes, kids, and leave us a review, and we will maybe read it on the podcast.
Yeah,
we
okay,
love so, reading what you have to say.
This one is by Gubby of Arabia. It says, I'm interested to know if that's her real name. Gubby, Gooby? Goodbye. Who knows? Relatable, educational, and awesome. Joy and Claire are literally awesome. Said in Claire's voice.
Literally.
Literally awesome. That's regardless. Awesome. Oh, that's awesome.
I started saying that the other day. I'm that's like, awesome. Oh, I sound like Claire.
Regardless of whether you CrossFit, if you are interested in fitness, nutrition, Lululemon, and the general challenges and trials of being a smart, ambitious 20, 30 something woman who tries to make her way in the world, this podcast is for you. And don't worry, hardcore CrossFit geeks, there's plenty of good stuff here for you as well. Why aren't you already downloading? Yay! Love that. So cute.
Yay! I wonder if people are doing our drinking game.
We never posted it. We just talked about it in the...
Don't they memorize it?
Yeah, no. Come on, guys. Come on.
You haven't memorized it by now?
Well, we should make a blog post of that.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, if you guys still want to send us blog posts, we are still accepting them.
Yeah.
Simone, I am talking to you.
Come on, Simone.
Yeah. Send us a blog post.
Get on it.
Jennifer, you probably also should send us one.
Yeah, Jennifer for sure needs to send us one.
Anyway, well, coming up down the pipeline, we are going to have a super fun interview, maybe even next week or the week after, with my friend Caitlin, who is the gal who I've been doing some paleo meal planning with over the last couple of months. She is, I want to say she's like 28. She has two little kids. The cutest little, almost 3-year-old ever named Ryan, who I just love. And then a little guy who is less than a year, maybe a year. Anyway, and she, I just think you guys are really going to relate to her a lot. She was overweight a lot of her life, did a lot of like crazy dieting in college. And then, when she, you know, got married, had two kids pretty quickly back to back, and then ended up having her gallbladder removed at the end of her last pregnancy, and you know, then kind of found paleo and CrossFit, and now she has like a 235 deadlift or something.
Oh my gosh.
She told me that, and she was like, I mean, I'm not trying to brag. I was like, no, brag.
Oh, how cute.
You can brag. Maybe it's like 215, but no, she has like a crazy deadlift. So I think you guys
will
love
her. Yeah.
I think that she'll She's definitely a good representation of this community, I think. So we're going to have her on. Anyway, cool. I hope you guys have a good week. And
well, is there anything going on for you this week? I just want to know. I'm just curious.
Is there anything going on for me this week? No.
I'm just curious about your life since you got married. I know what you're doing.
No, we're getting rid of a bunch of like crap in our house, and that's been exhausting.
Yeah.
Because we have like stacks of books everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you have a Blu-ray player?
Yeah.
Do you want The Dark Knight? It's a Batman movie.
I know. I was just thinking for a moment, like, we might have it, but
we have that, and we Scott have Mamma Mia. Loves
that movie.
Well, if you don't have it,
we have like the Netflix. Why do I put the in front?
Yeah, seriously.
Why am I?
It's like when Facebook used to be called the Facebook.
Why am I doing that tonight? I'm so tired, you guys.
Yeah. Well,
you know the Netflix and the YouTube.
I like it.
Oh my gosh!
All right. All right. In that case, this is the Girls Gone Wild podcast, and we will talk to you next week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.